This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, the past year, various Russia investigations have completely dominated the business of government in Washington, but there was supposed to be a payoff at the end. We were supposed to find a sinister plot between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to take over American democracy, but we didn't find that. Instead, we found that our own intelligence agencies are, in some cases, hotbeds of partisan bias and political extremism. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, John Brennan over at CIA, still has a security clearance. All of this adds up to the perception that maybe we shouldn't be vesting this level of trust in our own intelligence agencies. That's a sad thing. What can we do about it? Trey Gowdy is a congressman representing South Carolina. He's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, retiring, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Chairman, thank you for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So first, just a news of the day question. I watched as the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee both seem to suggest that John Brennan deserved to have a security clearance. And I'm confused. What possible benefit to American national security would be served by letting John Brennan keep his security clearance?
The only theoretical benefit, Tucker, and I'm just playing the devil's advocate, is if his successor wanted to discuss a fact pattern with him, having that level, that security background clearance would enable that conversation to take place. Having said that, having a security clearance is very different from having access to the documents. John Brennan, who, by the way, said President Trump was guilty of a crime for which he could be hanged, said he should be in the dustbin of history. I cannot imagine Mike Pompeo or Gina Haspel ever having any reason to talk to John Brennan. And the president can decide who does and does not have security clearances.
Right. What I can't imagine is how the Speaker of the House could look at the stories describing what John Brennan has said in the past year, totally irresponsible and extreme statements, and say, you know, that's the man we want to have a security clearance. I don't understand how you could reach that conclusion. Do you?
The only story I saw was that Paul thought that Brennan was being intentionally provocative, that the president should just ignore Brennan. I have not spoken to Paul about it, but it's not just Brennan. I mean, it's also Comey. I mean, Comey is telling everyone to vote Democrat, so Bernie Sanders will be the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. So how would you like to be investigated by this gaggle? Brennan, Comey, Strzok, Page, and oh, by the way, there are other DOJ and FBI officials that haven't been named because they're not at that level. They're not at the SES level, but they also had animus towards President Trump. Those are the folks that were in these dispassionate, neutral, objective roles investigating the person who ultimately became President of the United States. The American people deserve an intelligence and a justice system that is as devoid of politics. I get that the president gets to pick the AG and pick the FBI director, but beyond that, facts are not Republican or Democrat. Neither should our justice system be, or our intelligence community.
So very quickly, Democrats on the Hill are enjoying this because it serves their short-term partisan interests, and so they're abetting it. But if you talk privately to any of them who acknowledge that at some point there's going to be a Democratic president, and is that person going to be comfortable knowing that the intel agencies could turn against him and destroy his presidency? I mean, are they thinking this through at all, do you think?
Yeah, there are plenty of reasonable folks on both sides of the aisle. They don't always make it on television.
Yes.
But I think one of the challenges and one of the reasons that I'm glad to be doing another line of work come 2019 is the ultimate objective right now is to win. I mean, Adam Schiff says he has evidence of collusion between the Russians and President Trump. He said it over a year ago. He's presented to absolutely no one. There's no accountability for it. They want this investigation to drag on as long as it possibly can because it's going to affect the midterms and they'll get the gavels in their hand. And what I would hope all of my federal citizens, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat, is just have higher expectations and demand more from your elected officials. It's not just about winning. It's also about governing in a responsible way.
Exactly
that is worthy of people's respect.
reality. Why do they give Adam Schiff more space? Why do they even talk to him? It's like, hey, talk to me when you have that proof, okay? And then we can have a further conversation. Till then, I'll hold my breath.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. All hands on deck to get this country back on track. I like what Trey Gowdy had to say. You know, the facts are not Republican or Democrat. The facts are the facts. They do transcend all that, and that's what we are in pursuit of, no matter where we can get it. And right now, a little bit of a break. We're going to talk about life, liberty, and all that fun with Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national TV radio personality.
And the pursuit of happiness.
And the pursuit of happiness, exactly, right in there. Yes, interrupt me. It's my show. You can do whatever you want.
Jeez. How long yet?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Kids doing fine. Everything. They're all excited about, you know, school just around the corner. Or are you more excited than them?
Well, I'm torn because I'm ready to have space, but I don't want to have to get up at the crack of dawn. So I'm kind of split between the middle. And Knox will be going to public school this year.
Wow.
And Channing will be going to our church school. And she only goes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they homeschool Monday and Friday. And so I asked her, I said, don't you want to go to public? She's like, no, I want to learn about Jesus. And I'm hoping that's true, but I think going to school 3 days a week and being able to sleep an hour later, that kind of contributes as well as Jesus.
Exactly. Well, you know, interesting that you should say that. You know, there's a survey that was Gallup had taken the survey, and it asked people, says, if you had an hour more a day, what would you do? And you know what the number one answer was? You always love this when I put you on the spot. To answer your question, it's sleep. Number one, that's the number one thing they want to do, is if I had an extra hour a day, I would sleep more. You know, not read a book, not do anything else, you know, spend more time with my husband or my wife. I just need sleep. What does that say about us?
Well, that's what I knew it was, because that's the way I feel. You can tell I'm locked myself in the bathroom to the dollar market.
Yeah, I know. Let me in, you know. Could you leave me?
It's like paws are underneath the door. Instead of children's hands, it's paws.
That's hysterical.
I mean, that's the way that I was feeling this morning. And some people don't need a lot of sleep. My husband, he's one of those like Jay Leno. He only needs 4 or 5 hours.
But yeah, President Trump, same thing. Trump only, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day.
So productive. Right. I need 8, 10, 11, 12. And so I thought that this morning. I'm like, oh, just to be able to sleep more.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. I knew that was it. And I hadn't even seen that Gallup poll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so quite interesting. Now, one of the stories that you've been tracking on is, you know, the power of Fitbit. I guess we have a student missing, and the FBI is saying maybe Fitbit might be the answer. Just, you know, we might be able to locate her. Is that true?
I read that this morning. She's a University of Iowa student. She's been missing for about a week.
Oh.
And they said that because she had a Fitbit, they can track exactly where she was, you know, the location, the whereabouts, which is a great thing. And I don't wear a Fitbit. I've never gotten into that. I think it doesn't match with, you know, my attire. And
well, it's because Robin has a GPS device. He's got a little bug on you somewhere else. Don't worry about it.
He probably does.
You don't need a Fitbit. And it's not that he doesn't trust you. He just has to know where to find you. Because you kind of get off.
He's on the side of the road. He says this to me every trip, and I'm not exaggerating. He says, "Do you have gas in the car?" That's something he honestly worries about, because I run out of gas all the time. I'm trying not to anymore, but I abhor getting gas. I don't know if any of you out there feel the same way, but I miss the days of full service stations. Fitter up.
Yes.
I want those days again. And remember, a couple of months ago, I drove off with the gas. Contraptions still connected.
See, that's why we need to bring full service, because all these gas stations around where you live are getting tired of you ripping their hose off.
But it's a common thing. I talked to a friend yesterday, and he's like, "I just did the same thing." His wife was reading on Facebook that I had put out. That's crazy. He said, "I did it." So I think it is more common than not, because we're all so busy. But being able to locate people is important. I mean, and you know what? I encourage folks also. This girl was alone by herself. I think it was nighttime. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, last night, we live in a gated community, and my daughter and I were walking really late at night. The gates are kind of not working right now. And no one comes out where we live. There's only seven homes. But I still thought last night, we shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the night by ourselves, me and my little girl, I mean, it was 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I mean, we could probably take one of our, dogs with us, but they'd probably go home with the criminals. So I don't know that they'd be a whole lot of help.
They'd lick them up. Terrible. They'd go, "Oh, can you feed me better than these morons? Yeah. I'm with you."
What kind of fucking son at your house? I come with you. That's exactly what they'd say. But I think that for all of us to always have a companion with us, especially for a woman, if you're by yourself, if you're not packing, you better be packing a friend.
Well, the thing is that, and it's interesting this comes up, because this seems to be a little bit of a theme, and that's to be situationally aware. I had a friend, Tina Griffin, Counterculture Mom. They're out in Amelia Island, and they're out in the water splashing. She's teaching the kids how to boogie board. All of a sudden, a news crew comes up and says, you guys don't have any problems swimming? And they go, "Well, why? Were we supposed to?" And she goes, "Well, there's been, a couple of shark biting incidents out here." I mean, there's no sign up there to tell people, "Hey, this has happened." But, if you're not situationally aware, you can get yourself in trouble. And I know.
And they just got there on vacation.
Yeah.
They haven't been watching the local news.
Exactly. Well, the same thing happened to me. By the grace of God, I almost drowned. I was in Kauai, our favorite getaway, next to Maui. We, of course, close to the grandson now. And the daughter unit and the son-in-law. But I was in Kauai, and I'd gotten a surfboard, and I'm out there. And next thing you know, I'm caught in a
undertow.
In an undertow, and it was bad. And I'm like, Lauren, I wore myself out trying to, get to shore. And a guy finally said, "Well, this knucklehead ain't going to get here. I better go out and save him." I didn't even realize how much trouble.
Really?
I didn't realize how much trouble I was in. He goes, "Well, where are you headed?" And I said, "Well, I was kind of, looking over that beach over there. That's where I was trying to land over there." He goes, "Well, you're halfway to Japan now." After I got on the beach, I must have sat there for about 45 minutes. I was like
panting.
Oh, I was wiped out, and I thought, what a knucklehead, because, we're not situationally aware. We take things for granted. I grew up on the coast. I was in the beach all the time when I was a kid, and I had a couple friends that almost drowned, too, but I never thought about, it's like that wasn't a problem for me, and then here I am, a little bit older out there, and failed to be situationally aware, and, almost there. So, it's just, that's the thing that that happens. Hey, I was reading something last night. I want to run this by you, because there's been a lot of talk about, immigration and walls and everything. I thought it was interesting last night because I was doing, part of my study. I came across Proverbs 25:28. It says, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." And for all that we're talking about walls these days, that really caused me to take pause for a moment to think, what is wrong with our spirit individually and as a country? are we lawless to the point that we think that even borders, even walls are not necessary?
Do I have time to address this, or we need to wait and come back from the commercial break?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back, from the commercial break. I'm going to set you up there. Is that okay?
Okay.
As they say. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. Our conversation with her continues because it's life according to. That's the way we roll. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like Marcus, fresh and independent, right here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Lauren Kitchen Stewart continues. TV radio personality, professor, and national speaker, by the way, if you want her to come to speak to your events. She speaks all over the place, and she's happy to be there. And how can they be in touch with you if they want to, you know, have you come as a speaker du jour?
You can find me at Lauren Kitchens, KITCHENS, like a kitchen you cook in with an S on the end, at gmail.com is my email. You can go to my website, Living Life with Lauren, Lauren Kitchens, Lauren Kitchen Steward, all that. I'm actually trying to work on it right now and get it back where it needs to be. But, you know, if you Google me, you can find me. But don't mix me up with the baker. There's a baker that's stolen my handle, and so now I'm married to my last name Stewart, but she's a baker, and her name is Lauren Kitchen. I'm like, girl, could you have chosen another name besides mine?
What are they thinking? You know, 320 million people. You like, what, we can't come up with a unique name? You know, you have to use mine?
Well, but she could check and see that there was already a personality that had that name and maybe choose something else, but she's way bigger than me. And so I'm like, I got to get on there and give her a raise for her money, so she'll give it up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, that that line in Proverbs, Proverbs 25:28, that I just read to everybody. And speaking of, you know, heaven and that, last time I understood, heaven has a border, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a division. Yeah. I mean, so again, just to remind you, what I came across in my studying last night was who, and this is Proverbs 25, verse 28, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. I mean, to me, that kind of like points to where we are in our culture right now, the spirit of lawlessness that has been running rampant. What is it? How does it impact you?
Well, and something that really tweaks in my heart that my husband brought up the other day was he was reading an article that showed if they have children on a playground with no fencing, that they kind of group together and they're kind of fearful and they're hesitant and they're not playing all over the playground. But right. If they have a playground that has a fence, they're free. They feel safe.
Yes.
And so there's just wisdom in having rules and regulations. There's wisdom in having boundaries, borders, walls. I mean, and we're not talking about walls to block people out, you know, to be cold-hearted. We're talking about for safety's sake and for the sake of wisdom. And yeah. What I'm seeing is, you know what, where's wisdom in all this? I think every single one of us that has a heart and we are compassionate people towards others, we want folks to be safe and to be able to come into our country. But right. They have to be vetted. We have to know their background. You don't want somebody that's a hardened criminal, which has happened over and over again, come into our country and then hurt our citizens, which has happened. And
yeah, it's so kind of a...
There's wisdom in
exactly.
Being careful.
Right. I mean, it's like, you know, when we were growing up, Lauren, you know, you went to these spaghetti, you know, westerns, you know, they called them, and you could always tell who the good guys and the bad guys are. But there was a definite, you know, a difference between the good guy and the bad guy. You know, the good guy was going to preserve the integrity of the city, was going to protect the people, the citizens there, and the bad guy was there to wreak havoc. And, you know, it's the age-old human condition, is it not?
Well, and now what's happening is the good guy is considered to be a bad guy because he's wanting to use wisdom to have protection and to have boundaries, borders, walls, and rules. Mm-hmm. So that's how things are getting murky. And I think people are going, I don't know what to believe. And so we have to encourage, stand on what the word says because it will not return void. And the scripture verse that you just read is reason for us to say, you know what, that is using wisdom. Mm-hmm. Be safeguarding who we are, our country, our families. We have to do it. And don't be concerned about standing up for that. If somebody challenges you for that, you know what? Don't back down. I mean, that's just being someone that's smart and being careful. Would you let your children just run amok and not be safe?
No, exactly.
You want to keep your country safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, like I said, anyone is disputing that we want to welcome people in the proper way. That's why I'm like, why are we having this argument? Nobody's saying, don't come. We're saying come, but there need to be guidelines. That's
There's a legal way to do it. I mean, we're getting caught up in all this craziness for what? Not the people that are coming through the ports of entry, the legal ports of entry. Mm-hmm. It's the ones that are breaking the law that's creating all this havoc and wackiness. And then you get all these progressives and, you know, newbie socialists that are yelling and screaming that we're so mean-spirited and that. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, we owe it to the citizens of America. And, oh, yes, by the way, we also owe it to the would-be citizens who are coming in. It's like, you do not want to come into the country illegally. If you do, you're going to leave yourself vulnerable. And even the Hispanic community gets this because most of the time, where do these people go? You know, it's like I was talking with Daniel Garza, the head of Libra Initiative. I said, Daniel, it's not like the illegal immigrants go to Beverly Hills. You know, they go to the communities that they understand. And, you know, if it's MS-13, the drug dealers, that's where they wreak havoc. And that's why, you know, like some of the stuff that's happened in San Francisco, for example, all under the guise of sanctuary cities, Lauren, is that, you know, the feds want to, you know, be able to get people before they go back into the community. And the sheriffs there, they go, oh, no, we know better. We're going to release them because we're not participating and we don't agree with you. Right. So then even the local community goes, what, are you nuts? Where do you think these people are going to go after you let them out of jail if they're not picked up by the feds? They go back into the community and they get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that make sense?
Well, and then it tells other criminals and people that do not have good intentions, there's no price to pay.
Right.
So they have no fear of getting out there and doing whatever they want to do, whereas in other countries where if things are strict, and you know what the laws are, and you know where the line is. The crime is low.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the countries that have the most stringent laws against people crossing their borders with crimes that are committed with their citizens from that country, those countries have the lowest crime rate because criminals know I'm going to have to pay a price. If they don't feel like that there's any, you know, price to pay, they're going to keep committing the crimes.
Exactly. And why do you want your family to come here illegally and your sons and daughters to be subjected to trafficking of all incredible and horrific ordeals that you think, oh, well, you know, in Beverly Hills, it will never happen here. It doesn't matter to us, or, you know, some of these upper middle class areas. You know, look what happened, you know, in Florida. They were upper middle class, and this is what's happened in a lot of, you know, campuses across the country. They go, hey, you know, we don't have to deal with guns. We don't have to deal with being attacked because, hey, we're in a privileged community. And then look what happens. They're the softer targets, and they're the ones recently that have been targeted.
That's right. Well, we were talking the other night, and I told my husband, I'm like, you need to get lots of dogs, light, a burglar alarm, and then get packing and get registered.
Right.
You know, and I told him, I said, I want to go, you know, learn to shoot. I mean, I want to learn because I want to know I can protect my family from a dog or something. So if he comes sniffing around my house, I'll be ready.
You sound like my old. Well, you're right, but you're right. You need to be trained, and that's the one thing about responsible gun owners in this country that it doesn't, you know, is not put out there. They think that, you know, gun owners, the NRA wants to turn this into the, you know, the Wild West. NRA members especially, you know, we're proud to be members. We don't want to do anything that is going to put a blight on the membership. Responsible gun owners who go out there, they are informed, they get educated, they train, you know, because they know if they're in a situation, you know, the last thing you want to do is bring your gun out and then you become the victim because you don't know how to use the gun, right?
Right. Yeah? No, I'm not advocating that. But listen, I am saying that it's good to be protecting your family. And
without
that's smart.
Exactly. Well, and this is the deal, you know, but if you're lawless and you've lost your mind, then you're like what, you know, the book of Proverbs, what this verse in Proverbs is warning us about is that, you know, chaos ensues, lawlessness, and, you know, there it is. So there's a reason, like you said, that we have walls, we have borders, we have fences. And interesting analogy, what you used about the kids on the playground. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo. Take care.
And
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a big meeting at the White House yesterday with a European Union official where the subject was largely trade and tariffs, President Trump will be discussing those issues on the road today, speaking in Dubuque, Iowa, and Granite City, Illinois. Yesterday after that meeting, he announced that European allies have agreed to work closely with the United States to resolve recent trade disputes, and that the two sides are aiming to eventually drop all tariffs.
This will open markets for farmers and workers, increase investment, and lead to greater prosperity in both the United States and the European Union.
Facebook stock is dropping today in what could be the biggest one-day stock drop of all time. That after yesterday, the social media giant reported its daily active users fell well short of expectations, and officials warned revenue growth would slow the rest of this year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Go! Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, look, we'd love to hear from you. You can drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, with us right now, 8th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, who is retired, Vince Patton, joins us. Master Chief Patton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, good to be discussing what's going on with the U.S. labor shortage. For the first time, I believe, in our lifetime, we have more jobs than people, but that means great opportunity, especially for the former military of our country.
Yeah, it is. You know. But I'm going to tell you, Bill, I'm holding back on jumping for joy. Although it is great seeing the unemployment rate, particularly among veterans, at about 3.3%. Those were the June numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I kind of hesitate on jumping for joy on that is that across the board, what I have been experiencing and working with a number of veterans and with veteran organizations is that jobs are plentiful. Mm-hmm. But the big problem is that a lot of our veterans are underemployed. And for you as a veteran yourself, mm-hmm. you can understand as well as appreciate that whole viewpoint that what our service members bring to the table, the types of skill sets that they have. And what we have right now is that while employment is plentiful, and, you know, you could say that, yeah, it's something good to look at. The other part to that is that I don't believe, and I have a number of people who support me on this, that that the employers are not paying very close attention to really looking at the true skill sets of our veterans for employment.
It doesn't seem to connect for me in that kind of perspective, you know, when you think about it, Master Chief, because we're talking, really, when it comes down to it, you know, the amount of people in terms of percentage that serve our country, you're talking, you know, about 1%. So the top 1% of our young men and women are serving our country. They learn a skill set that on so many levels and so comprehensive. I mean, there is no other place that I know of that you can go to and get the life experience that you get that you received in the military.
Exactly. And, you know, and beyond that, you know, that life skill sets that they bring is also, you know, just the whole concept of the core values that each of our services that's embedded in us in order to have the assurance of doing the right job, taking care of people, having the trustworthy and what you expect for each and every individual to do. Gosh, it's just immensely valuable that our veterans bring an awful lot to the table in the employment sector.
Well, you would think, just from anecdotal response and basic research, those companies that have hired vets, how much better they are and what they value with vets. I mean, because I hear time and again from these different companies that hire vets, maybe they themselves didn't serve in the military, but they themselves are quick to respond that, boy, you know, having a vet in our company is gold.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and I would say this just like from an experience here. I did a talk, this was a couple years ago, with a regional group of managers for McDonald's. And I don't mean to use the company, but it's anyway, I had these regional managers. And they were talking about issues that they have with employment. You know, a company like McDonald's, that majority of their employees are, this is their first job, or you've got people who are retiring and this is a good second job and so forth. And the challenges that they faced was that they were not getting good managers because they were putting people in jobs that did not have the skill sets to be able to know how to help shape, train, and mentor individuals. And then I says, whoa, you know what? Bingo. You have not reached out to the right population that can do that. Mm-hmm. And I just used McDonald's as an example of the types of companies that aren't really thinking in terms of looking at where the value is of the type of people out there that will help build and grow their workforce.
It is astounding to me because you think, again, because of their life experience, something like 3.3 million veterans being underemployed. We've got jobs. We got vets that can fill them and do it in an outstanding way. What can we do to better connect, you know, the need with the answer?
Well, a couple of things. One is you talking to me, and I think every one of your colleagues in the broadcast market should be reaching out to people like me, not necessarily me particularly, but mm-hmm. but there's a number of senior level veterans like myself that are pushing this idea and this thought. The second thing is that the Department of Labor, which really oversees the Employment of Veterans Program, has an excellent website, but they don't do a good job at marketing it. Mm-hmm. The website is www.dol.gov/vets, V-E-T-S. Mm-hmm. That website has a great amount of information that is both for veterans as well as for employers, helps to educate employers about the need for veterans and so forth. Mm-hmm. And that's really where it can really be helpful. And from the boardroom to the hiring managers, those folks, if they can get a little bit of information, a little bit more information, and how they can be great in the workplace. That's how you solve the problem.
Is there a job board involved in this?
There is a job board on that particular site as well. That's why
right.
It's a great site. Take a look at it.
Yes.
I mean, look, if you've never seen it before.
No, I have not. I have not. This is the first I've heard about it. So this is good.
And
this is good
to
hear.
And you say, wow. And you say, well, why is this not all over, you know, places for people to see? Like I say, it's a great website. Just horrible marketing in terms of getting that information out to people.
So, again, DOL, like Department of Labor, DOL.gov / vets. Makes sense, okay? It's all very intuitive there. And that's excellent that they have a job board there, but we've got to direct people, you know, to that website, and the Department of Labor needs to promote it, or somehow we need to get some funds through, you know, the VA to help promote this effort, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and you know, and I'll tell you, you know, not to beat up on VA, as they always get beat up on, but I will tell you that VA has been making a great strides of pushing that, and they push it a lot within the Transition Assistance Program, the TAPS program for the transitioning service members. So I think VA is doing a very good job at the internal efforts of getting that out, but externally, Department of Labor needs to get that out to the employers, as well as to other veterans, to the entire public realm for people to see that, so they can talk to another veteran. But it's a great site. Take a look at it.
Exactly. I'm going to do that as soon as.
You'll have a wow factor, and you'll say, why is this not out there?
Especially when there is such a need, and this matches up perfectly. I mean, this is outstanding. I mean, we just got to get the word out there. Master Chief, I will say to you, you have an open invitation anytime to come back, because this is all part of it. In its communication, we've got to repeat, because you and I are talking today, and, you know, next week people will forget. So we need to stay on top of this and get an update as to, you know, how much progress we're doing here, because with 3.3 million, veterans being underemployed, we need to do something about that number.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, again, Master Chief, 8th Master Chief, Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. He's retired. Vince Patton has been with us. Vince, again, the welcome mat is open to you. I'm grateful as a citizen of this country who loves freedom. I'm grateful to you and your family for your 30 years of service on behalf of we the people. I thank you for coming on the show, and keep up the great work, and you know, stay in touch with us. Let us know what's going on here. We need to promote DOL.gov/vets. Let's get the vets working here, okay?
There you go. Absolutely.
All right.
And Bill, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your service as well.
You take care. God bless. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Larry Moyer joins us now. His book, A Mentor's Wisdom, Lessons I Learned from Haddon Robinson. A little bit of background on Dr. Moyer. He's the founder and CEO of Eventel. He's a frequent speaker in evangelistic outreaches, training seminars, churches, and classrooms across the world. Dr. Moyer, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I always love it when we can get nuggets of the geniuses in our lives to come together. And you have done this in a way that honors Haddon Robinson and honors the rest of us who can pick up on these nuggets, because we didn't have the opportunity and ability to be able to learn probably as much as you've forgotten.
Well, I appreciate that. I cannot begin to tell you the impact that he had upon my life. And when Henderson Publishers told me they want to publish it, I really felt great about it, because I felt it was such an honor, way to honor the person who had impacted my life and played a big part in just starting Eventel, our evangelistic ministry.
Right. What was it about Haddon Robinson that made him so special?
I think just the way that it was a God-gifted wisdom. I met him when I went to Dallas Seminary. He was my preaching professor and became my mentor. And again, that had a big impact on my life. And I just think he's God-given wisdom. And what attracted me was his ability to communicate. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to be a preacher. And I was really impressed with him there.
And in terms, I mean, to be able to meet him at seminary like this and get to know him and be able to say today that you looked at him as a mentor, whenever we come in contact with gifts of God like this, the mentors, it's like you cannot seem to take notes fast enough, right?
Yes, when someone in my office suggested I write down 45 things he taught me, and because to celebrate our 45th anniversary, and again, Henderson Publishers said we want to publish it, it wasn't hard to all to come up with 45, because I probably could have come up with more like 75 if I thought about it more. But just the nuggets of wisdom, you used a good word, Bill, nuggets, not something that we spent 2 days together, because we never did, but just moment by moment, day by day, things that he shared.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible speaks of it, is that when you get those nuggets of wisdom, as I say, you're willing to sell everything for those. And I guess maybe that's why it sticks with me, that when you run into these nuggets like this, you're going, whoa, this is, you know, number one, I have the sense that you're on hallowed ground. And number two, here's somebody who has gone before that has so much experience and I guess love for his fellow man that he's willing to share, hey, look at this is what I found out from life.
Yes, I subscribe to the theory that mentoring happens. I never asked him to be my mentor. He never said, I'd like to mentor you. One day in class, he said, the people I help the most are those who come after me. Mm. I thought, look out, here I come.
exactly.
Mentoring happens. And there was no way I could even put a dollar amount on things he taught me. Things he saved me, hardships he saved me, growth he gave me as a result of his nuggets.
Well, you know, as Larry just shared with us, you know, here he is, he's putting this book together, 45 Nuggets of Wisdom, 45 A Mentor's Wisdom. So he's made note of 45, could go on and on. Obviously, we're not going to be able to get to all 45, but this is why we call this a tease and why you need to get your hands on his book so that way you can garner all the nuggets there that Larry shares with us. And what a blessing, Dr. Moyer, that you would do that on behalf of us. So right up front, because we're going to get into this and I don't want to run out of time, remind people how they can get their hands on your book and to be in touch with your ministry.
Well, go to our website, Evantel, EBANTELL.org. And you find this one way to get it. They can call our office, 1-800-947-7359, 1-800-947-7359. But it's called A Mentor's Wisdom, the lessons I learned from Adam Robinson. And some books are carrying, of course, and published by Hendrickson Publishers.
Excellent. Okay, well, get your hands on the book, and we're going to give you some more teas because we're going to talk about some of these nuggets that were passed on from Haddon Robinson to Dr. Larry Moyer. You know, like all nuggets, they come, it's kind of like the Bible refers to that word aptly spoken. Probably in your journey, there were aptly spoken nuggets that came your way from Haddon Robinson. Why don't you share some with us?
Well, it's interesting. The first one is, decide now what you want on your gravestone and live your life backwards from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, when I wrote these down, Hendrickson Publishers selected that as the first one. And I've gotten a lot of comments about that one. He said, decide now what you want on your gravestone, live your life backwards from there. Because too many times we don't think about what we want our lives to count for.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually how we want to be known. And that makes a great difference in the way you live life. So you decide now what you want to be known for, something far more important than your name and your dates when you're doing so, and then you live your life backwards from there.
Exactly. Well, God who knows the end from the beginning, right? It's almost that's the way he plans our life. He takes us to the end, brings us back to the beginning, and says, go ahead. I've seen you there. I've given you everything you need to do to get to the end, so be off and rolling. So that would certainly be very consistent with what God has said about our lives. Share another one. What's number two?
Well, another one that people have been commenting on is never make decisions in the midst of a mood.
Mm.
Never make decisions in the midst of a mood, because the problem with that is your feelings cannot always be trusted. You may be in a mood where you're making a good decision, or you may be in a happy mood but still making a bad decision.
Mm.
Be in a bad mood, make a wrong decision. But the point is, don't make decisions in the midst of a mood, because that mood cannot always be trusted. Make sure you're thinking through what you're doing, because there are high moments and low moments, everything in life.
Well, I'll tell you something our culture should pay heed to. I had shared that with our audience last week. Had it been the Holy Spirit, I must have been channeling your book here, because I said the emotions of our country and the culture is so intense right now that we needed to be careful about the decisions that we make in light of this, you know, this emotion that's driving us. So interesting. All right. Give us another one.
Well, it's interesting how many people have commented on this. Your children will bring you the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Your children will bring you the highest of highs, the lowest of lows. The fact is, any parent goes through this. There are times you're extremely high. You don't care for anyone more than your children. So when they're high, you're high. When they're low, you're low. And he wasn't saying it's right or wrong. He's just saying it's a fact of life. Your children will bring you the highest of highs, lowest of lows. And I saw him go through this himself. I've gone through it with my own son. That's a fact of life.
Yeah.
And just to know that's going to happen, just to be aware that's going to happen, can sometimes be a big help to you, Bill.
Yeah, it doesn't, it kind of takes away the surprise, because sometimes, especially,
right,
not so much in the high ends, but certainly in the low ends, right? You know, that's where it's, where it catches you by surprise and could really rattle you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just to be aware that's going to happen can be a big thing. Another thing was that when the Henryson Publishers broke this down, they broke it down to six different topics, like life lessons and work counsel and spiritual advice, public speaking, leadership, evangelism. And they broke it down in different areas, which I thought was very helpful. And one thing that really touched me, because I'm an evangelist and everything we do is training people in evangelism, he said, everyone you meet is going to live forever. The only question is where.
Yeah,
what are you doing to make the difference?
Everyone
you meet is going to live forever. The only question is where. What are you doing to make the difference? Well, people are either forever separated from God or they're forever with God. But God has said we as human beings can make the difference by sharing the gospel. And I don't think we always look at people as forever people. Everyone you meet is a forever person. They're going to be forever with God or forever separated from God.
Wow. I'll tell you, that is one that will stop you in your tracks and cause you to go into what the Bible calls a Selah moment, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It causes you to really rearrange your priority, what's important in life and what isn't. I've said that many people when traveling, the only thing you take with you to heaven is a friend. And people have told me years later how much that impacted them. The only thing you take with you to heaven is a friend.
Wow. You know, Dr. Moyer, as an evangelist, and we're all called to evangelism, you know, if you've had that moment, and we've all had that moment, sometimes we just, you know, maybe we fail to really perceive the significance of a life change that happens when we are, you know, we come in contact with Jesus Christ. But it is so earth-shattering, isn't it? Much like the blind man who was blind clearly, now he sees, can't explain it, but knows that something supernatural has occurred in his life. And sometimes in our humanity, we just step over that miraculous moment. And maybe because of that, we lose that that heart for evangelism. What do you say? We got about a minute left.
Well, yeah, I think so many times, you know, I always tell people, you know, always ask the question, how important is this going to be 100 years from now? Well, 100 years from now, things don't matter that much. It's people that matters. And that's why life's got to be centered around people, not around things. Because people are what matters, not things.
Amen. Well, Dr. Larry Moyer has been with us. His book, A Mentor's Wisdom, Lessons I Learned from Haddon Robinson. So many golden nuggets. This is why you need to get your hands on the book. Remind everybody once again how they can be in touch with your ministry.
Go to evantel.org, E-V-A-N-T-L-L, remember it's two L's, E-V-A-N-T-L-L.org, and there go to our website, talks about all the training we have available, some online training, books and everything else, outreaches, and that's the best way to spend time on our website.
That's great. Dr. Moyer, thanks again. You're such a blessing. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill. I enjoyed being in your program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.